Back here at Stroh Center, we get into the Wood County Hospital post-game show. Bowling Green falls to Kent State tonight, 79-61. It was a three-point game at halftime, but the Flashes were able to pull away in the second half. Coach Michael Huger joins us now to talk about this MAC opener. And Coach, the first half, you didn't play exceedingly well, especially shooting, but you were within three at halftime. Second half, things got away quickly. What was the main culprit there?
We didn't make shots. I mean, for one, if you can't make shots and we don't defend, it's always difficult. We didn't defend. They straight line drove us the whole night, and Williams got in the paint at will. Our defense was non-existent. So, you know, when you're not making shots and you're not defending, it's equals an 18-point loss. So that's what it was.
Was it tonight sort of a situation where your team let its struggles shooting the ball get into its head defensively and kind of tamp down the effort on that end too?
I thought it was the opposite. I thought our defense led to us not being able to hit shots on the offensive end. I don't think it was that way. I think the defense led to us playing poorly offensively. I think if we were to play better defense, that helps your offense. That helps you get into a rhythm on the offensive end because you're able to get stops. When you're not able to get stops, you're not going to beat too many teams.
In the first half, of course, as we said, you didn't knock down many threes then either, but first half you were able to kind of grind with them a little bit and didn't allow them to get a lot of good three looks. Did anything substantively change in the second half other than your defensive execution? I guess I'm asking, did Kent State do something a little different coming out?
No, they didn't do anything differently. We missed layups and you know, that thing on the offensive end, but it was straight still the defense. They drove us the first, four buckets of the second half was layups by Williams. And, you know, when you're getting layups like that and then you're not scoring on the other end, that's how the game get away from you quickly. And that's basically what happened. We weren't able to get stops. That's the biggest culprit of the 18-point losses. We weren't able to defend the way we're capable of, and that led to us not hitting shots. And now we're pressing on the offensive end because we think we got to get it back on the offensive end right away, and now we're pressing. But even with that being said, we had great looks. First half, we had wide-open threes that we missed. Second half, we had wide-open threes that we missed. So, you know, that's the way it goes. That's the way it happens. This is basketball. We got to bounce back and be ready for Miami on Tuesday. This is MAC play.
Yeah, before the game we talked about how you would have to have the intensity and focus cranked up maybe a notch higher with conference play beginning. Do you feel that your team was up to par in those areas?
I thought we had great practices leading up to this. I thought we were focused. We were locked in. I think we were a little too tight. You know, I think we were a little too tense and strenuous in this moment instead of being relaxed and being able to play. So I think that was the difference.
Coach, obviously Justin Turner is a marked man. Kent State ran two people at the ball a lot tonight, but especially at Justin Turner. How do you think he handled that, being the more marked man, even than he's been that the last year and a half? But tonight Kent State really was ferocious with it.
I mean, he's working his way back in. I mean, I'm not too worried about him. He's working his way back into game shape. It's different. You know, he had a really good outing against Hartford, but I knew this was coming, and it came sooner than later. And, you know, he's still working his way back into Justin Turner. He's not there yet. You still see, but he's still working his way in, and still want to limit him and not put too much pressure on him and having him play a lot of minutes. So it was the same thing down to 24 minutes, and, you know, want to just limit his minutes and gradually pick him up as we go along.
Coach, final thoughts. You thought that the defense affected the offense, but 23 threes when you're not making them, did you feel maybe you settled for too many, or were most of them good enough looks that you can live with?
The looks were good enough. I mean, I wouldn't say all 23 were great looks, but we probably had 15 of the 23 were really good looks. So 23 is not a lot, actually. So that's really under our average on what we really take. We just make eight of them. So that's the difference in not making eight. And so if we were 8 for 23, that's a good night. I still think our defense created our bad offense.
Well, Coach, clearly a chance to get back on track, and you'll have Miami in here on Tuesday, and hopefully things will go much better. Appreciate you coming over and talking with us.
Thank you.
Falcons fall to Kent State tonight, 79-61.